As temperatures rise, Arctic sea ice is retreating, making trips through the Northwest Passage from Alaska to Maine a new summer reality. But until now, mariners navigating Arctic ice have had limited formal training. A professor at Maine Maritime Academy is working to change that. He's developed one of the first courses for seafarers in polar regions. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk visited the school in rural Maine to watch a simulation exercise.
Your exercise has been started.
In a windowless room at Maine Maritime Academy, Glenn Burley is standing calmly at the controls of a massive tanker. He is stuck, encased in a sea of ice, waiting for an icebreaker to break him free. And when help arrives, the rescue doesn't go as planned.
I think this is one of the situations where things do go wrong. I seem to have lost my rudder.
Burley is one of nearly 1,000 students studying at Maine Maritime Academy. He hopes to one day captain a ship. Today is a preview of what that job might look like on the Arctic Ocean. The software is so detailed, you can hear the birds circling overhead. Just like a real ship, but without the danger.
I mean, you can ask the people that ran the Titanic what the risks are associated with ice transits, and I think you have a pretty good understanding what that's all about.
That's Ralph Punt. He designed this polar navigation course with help from a Department of Homeland Security grant. Before teaching, Punt served as a merchant marine captain and spent time working at both poles. His time sailing taught him how much he didn't know. That lack of knowledge was dangerous. He says practicing in the simulator is a chance for real-world experience. Kind of.
There's nothing like the real thing, you know. It's as close as you can get without being in the real thing. And the nice thing is sort of that stopgap between basic book learning and having the responsibility of a multi-billion dollar vessel. So if they make mistakes, let them make the mistakes here.
This class isn't the only way to learn Arctic navigation. Punt's working on a more advanced version, and AvTech, the technical college in Seward, has one too. These classes will get mariners up to speed for the Polar Code, which goes into effect in January. That international code requires additional training for mariners to protect ships, passengers, and crews operating in the harsh Arctic and Antarctic environments. Punt says the Arctic Ocean today is a dramatically different place than when he was there 30 years ago.
We could not go through most of the ice up there without an icebreaker escort at that time. I talked to my students who transit up there, and I said, well, how was the ice this year? I interview them every year. How was the ice? And they say to me, what ice? You know, it's that open now.
With less ice, Punt says there's a new set of risks, and mariners have to know what they're up against. That's what's great about practicing in the simulator. With the click of a mouse, almost any situation becomes reality.
From here, I can control weather. You know, I can make things really nasty very, very quickly here. Let's see what I can do. How about some blowing snow? That's Alaska weather, right?
And that's part of why Glenn Burley signed up for Punt's class. With Arctic ice decreasing, more ships will transit the Northwest Passage. That could mean a growing job market, which Burley has his eyes on.
When that industry does open up more, I can walk in and say, I am already certified for this, and you don't have to send me back to school for it. I'm ready to go right now. And I've had experience doing simulations with ice and whatnot. So that puts me ahead of a normal third mate who hasn't done anything at all with this.
Right now, the market is small, and it's unclear what the future holds for icebreakers. This summer, the cruise ship Crystal Serenity made a historic transit of the Northwest Passage with a personal icebreaker escort. Back on the bridge, success. Both ships have broken through the ice.
Your exercise has been suspended by the instructor.
Burley completed the course earlier this year and is one step closer to a future as an Arctic mariner. But his teacher, Ralph Punt, questions if those jobs should even exist.
I'm not a fan of all this happening in the Arctic or in the Antarctic. I think it needs to remain pristine. If we do have to go up into the Arctic, we need to understand and respect it for what it is.
With the class, Punt wants to cultivate a new crop of mariners, trained to navigate polar waters with minimal impact, even if he's hoping they don't have to go there at all. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Castine, Maine.